Blog Talk Radio.
And what that is saying, see, is whenever we think of God, and if we want to talk to him and pray to him, we can do that alone. We don't have to go through anyone else. He has been our dwelling place all our generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or even you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You turn man to destruction. And destruction means something that's been ruined. It cannot be repaired. And say, return, O children of men, for 1,000 years in your sight are like yesterday when it is past, and like the watch that in the night you carried them away like a flood. He's talking about days. One day passes really quickly. I mean, it's like 1,000 days. Let me get on. And like a watch in the night, you carried them away like a flood. They are like a sleep. In the morning they are like grass which grows up. In the morning it flourishes. Flourishes means to increase, thrive, and grow. They grow up. In the evening it is cut down and withered. For we have been consumed by your anger. And consumed means gobbled up or eaten. And your wrath, again, wrath, I told you on several different shows, it means rage or anger. We are terrified. You have set our iniquities, that's your wickedness, your immorality before you. Our secret sins in the light of your countenance. Countenance means your face or your presence. For all our days have passed away in your wrath. And I say, thank you, God, for that. so you're not angry with us anymore. We finished our years like a sigh. And a sigh is just a deep breath. Here's an example. Then the days of our lives are 70 years. And if by reason of strength they are 80 years, yet they boast is only labor and sorrow. It says, and yet their boast, not they, as I had said. It says, yet their boast is only labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away. That's like sighing or taking our last breath. Our last breath leaves from our body when it says we fly away. Who knows the power of your anger? For as the fear of you, so is your wrath. So teach us to remember your days. I read that wrong. Let's go back. So teach us to remember our. I read it wrong again. Let's try again. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Return, O Yah. How long? And have compassion. Compassion means love or pity on your servants. Oh, satisfy us early with your mercy that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us. Afflicted us means, afflicted means caused pain. And the years in which we have seen evil. Evil is trouble, in my view. Let your work appear to your servants and your glory to their children. Glory, another word for glory is honor. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the works of our hands for us. Yes, establish the works of our hands. I have read to you Psalms 90 in its entirety. It's the eternity. Eternity means an ending time of God and man's frailty. Frailty is physical or moral weakness. Psalms 90 is the first book of book 4 in the book of Psalms. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Father God in heaven, we thank you for waking us up this morning and allowing us to start our day in prayer to you. Thank you for your constant protection from the evil one as well. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. We also thank you, Father God, for sane, sound mind, excellent health, courage, boldness, patience, family, love, peace, wealth in money and in wisdom, prosperity in all things. Special thanks to you, Father God, for awakening all humans in this life from the deep sleep to your truth. I say that prayer in your son's name. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Sabbath starts Friday evening, ending Saturday evening. You can find that in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8, where it tells you to remember the Sabbath to keep it holy. Now read from the King James Version of the Bible. It may read a little different from yours. Nonetheless, it says the same. You are to have your New King James Version of the Bible, or your Bible, your paper, pen, or pencil, your notepad, notebook. Follow me. We are going to the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verse 10. We'll start where I left off the last time. We'll start reading from where I left off the last time. Let's read Isaiah, chapter 60, verse 10. The sons of foreigners shall build up your walls, and their kings shall minister. Minister means to attend or take care of you. For in my wrath, this is Yah talking, anger. Well, in my wrath, wrath means anger or rage. I struck you, but in my favor, I have had mercy on you. And I say thank you to that Yah, the Lord. Therefore, your gates shall be opened continually. They shall not be shut down day or night, that men may bring to you the wealth of the Gentiles and their kings in procession. Procession is like a forward motion. It'll be one king after the next. For the nation and kingdoms which will not serve you shall perish. And of course, perish means to die. And those nations shall be utterly ruined. In verse 13 of Isaiah 60, the glory, and glory means honor, of Lebanon shall come to you. The cypress, the pine, and the box tree together to beautify the place of my sanctuary. A sanctuary is a sacred place. For instance, my home, your church, your synagogue, a mosque. Those places, in my view, are sacred places. And they are your sanctuary. And I will make the place of my feet glorious. All right, that's nice. Also, the sons of those who afflicted you. Afflicted means to have caused you pain. So come bowing to you. Did you know that? See, let's read on. And all those who despised you, prostrate. Prostrate is to bow down at the soles of your feet. Did you know that? See, all the years I've been in church, I did not know those who have afflicted me are going to one day bow down, if not at my feet, but certainly at my descendants' feet. And they shall call you the city of Yah, the Lord, Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas you have been forsaken. Forsaken means abandoned as well as deserted and hated, so that no one went through you. I will make you an eternal. Eternal means everlasting excellence, a joy of many generations. You shall drink dry the milk of the Gentiles and shall milk the breast of kings. You shall know that I, the Lord Yah, am your Savior and your Redeemer. Redeemer is someone who recovers or get back what you once have had. So let's hang in there, sheep. What we lost, and that was Solomon's temple and the glory that he had back in his day. That's going to be recovered to us. We are the children of Jacob and don't know it. Start reading your Bibles and you will find out. Let's read this last sentence again of verse 16. And your Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. You did not know Jacob was your father. I did not know. until about 3 years ago or less when I started reading this Bible. We're in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 17. Instead of bronze, I will bring gold. Instead of iron, I will bring silver. Instead of wood, bronze. Instead of stone, iron. I will also make your office peace. And your magistrates, are judges or rulers. And what they deal with are offenses. We're in verse 18 now. Violence shall no longer be heard in your land. Thank you, God. Neither wasting or destruction within your borders. Thank you. But you shall call. Let me start this again. This sentence again. But you shall call your walls salvation. And what is salvation? Yeah, you're right. It is deliverance from sin and its consequences. And your gates praise. So our walls are going to be called salvation and our gates praise. God, the glory, and of course, glory means what? Honor. You are so right. Honor of his people. Verse 19, the sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you. But the Lord Yah will be to you an everlasting light. Remember, everlasting means never ending. And your God, your glory. Your sun shall no longer go down, nor shall your moon withdraw itself. For the Lord Yah will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning means sorrow, shall be ended. Thank you, God. For your people shall all be righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, the branch of his planting, that is us, sheep. Yeah, that's us. The work of my hands, that I may be glorified. And again, glorified means honor. We're in verse 22 of Isaiah 60. Little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord Yah, will hasten. Hasten means to move fast or quickly. In it, it's time. See, thank you for listening. We have finished reading Isaiah chapter 60. Now, let us move on to Isaiah chapter 61, today's reading, the good news of salvation. And, of course, salvation means deliverance from sin and its consequences. Thank you, God, for that. Isaiah 61, verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Now, Jesus is talking here. Because the Lord God has anointed me to preach good tidings. And what does tidings mean? News or information. Let's read that again. To preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Well, that's me. I am the brokenhearted. Come on. Yeah. Heal my heart. To proclaim liberty to the captives. What is liberty? Yeah, you're right. It's freedom and independence. And we black folks in the United States, we are captives. We were brought to this country as slaves. I don't want to talk about that, but that's the reality of it. We are captives in this country. They have not paid us our way back to where we come from. We don't even know which part of Africa or Jerusalem. Well, I know which part I come from. I think that just by reading this book, the Bible, I am a child of Judah, of Israel. I belong to the tribe of Judah. Let's continue reading. And the opening of the prisons to those who are bound. Well, what is prison? You can literally be behind bars in a prison, but here he's talking, in my view, open up your mind to the truth of who we are. In Matthew chapter 24, it says that let no one deceive you. In this earth, everyone, in my view, just from reading this Bible in the last 3.5 years, I found that we have been lied to or deceived. And in Daniel, it talks about the abomination of desolation. I did not know what that was until the last few minutes of reading in that program, Daniel, where into my mind that the abomination of desolation is man-made laws. And true that, because over 40 years ago when I was in school, a freshman, I was told that, I was asked, why do you serve this white Jesus? That is Michelangelo's cousin. It didn't hit me then. But now that I have been reading this Bible for the last 3.5 years, I have understand that we have been lied to. Let's read on. We are to, he has come to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the days of vengeance or of our God. Now, I've spoken about 5 or 6 things that the Lord has, Jesus is saying, the Lord has done. And Jesus' real name is not Jesus, it's Yahweh. They did not, the letter J was not invented until after 1611 when King James commissioned this book to be written. So in my view, he was in on what was about to happen to the United States of America, and that is bringing us over, black folks over on slave ships. Let's continue to read. And the day of vengeance of our God to comfort those who mourn, to console. That means to show compassion to those who mourn in Zion. Now, we have talked about 5 or 6 things that God has come to, Jesus has come to do, or Yahweh. Preach good tidings, to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, to open the prisons of those who are bound. That's open your mind, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, vengeance. I have not counted out all the things that I said, but I'm thinking that's about 7 or 8 things. He has come to comfort all who mourn and to console or show compassion to those who mourn in Zion. Let's continue. To give them beauty for ashes. That's another one. The oil of joy for mourning. That's another one. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And heaviness, to me, is like thick or dense, when your heart really feels sorrowful about something. Could be something that you've done or said, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord Yah, that he may be glorified. We are in Isaiah 61, chapter 61, verse 4. Let's read. And they shall rebuild the old ruins. Ruins are places or towns that have been destroyed or decayed away. They shall raise up the former desolations. Desolations mean vacant, empty, bare, no people. And they shall repair the ruined city, the desolations of many generations. Strangers shall stand and feed your flocks and the sons of the foreigners shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. So they're going to work in our crops, but you shall be named the priests of the Lord Yah. Men shall call you the servants of our God. You shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory you shall boast. Boast means to brag. Instead of shame, you shall have double honor. Instead of confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. A portion is a part or a piece. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess double. Everlasting joy shall be theirs. For I, the Lord Yah, love justice. I hate robbery for burnt offerings. And when I say read this verse, I'm thinking of high interest rates and property taxes. I will direct their work in truth, and I will make with them an everlasting covenant. The descendants of the known among the Gentiles and their offspring among the people, all who see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the posterity. And posterity, it means your future generation, your descendants, whom the Lord Yah has blessed. We had verse 10 of Isaiah 61. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord Yah. My soul shall be joyful in my God. He has clothed me with the garment of salvation. You know what that means, deliverance from sin and its consequences. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness, and as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its bud, as the garden causes the things that are sown, and that means planted in it, to spring forth, so the Lord God will cause righteousness and praise to spring forth before the nation, before all the nations. See, we have finished reading Isaiah 61, and we're going to stop right there. We'll come back with Isaiah 62 next time. Let's have a word of prayer, closing prayer for this session. Our Father God in heaven, we say thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. Thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread, and forgiving our debts as we forgive our debtors. Your son's name, I pray that prayer. Now, see, this is what I want you to do for me. I want you to go and purchase this book, How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald Eady, one of the great doctors over at Detroit Medical Center. I can attest to that because they served me in 2008, and I'm better now. Go to www.andlivelonger.com and purchase his book. Now I want you to go to Amazon.com and purchase my two books, The Broken Plant, $4.99, that is a children's book, and The Passing, that's a book for ages 10 and up. I want you to purchase that for me. My name, my first name is spelled S-O-N-D-R-A, and my last name is Harris. Go to Amazon, purchase those books for me. Now, as we leave, sheep, I want you to take God, our Heavenly Father, with you everywhere you go, and if it's God's will, I will be back with you next time. God loves you. Thank you.
children, and don't let them fall by the side of the road. And teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down, and I know we've got to walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts to be thankful and glad that Jesus is love. He won't let you die.